Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm on mission staff here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Hebrews. It's in chapter 2 and it says this: "For it was not to angels that he subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. Instead, someone has testified somewhere, 'What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet. In subjecting all things to him, he left nothing not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see all things subject to him. But we do see Jesus, crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, he who, for a little while, was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, 'I will proclaim your name to my brothers. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.'" I love this. This is, there's a lot going on here, and it's very insightful and it's very eye-opening to the reality of what Jesus came to do, who he was, and who we're called to be. I think the first big thing that stands out for me here is the whole idea of working hard and doing things that aren't fun. I've actually even said this on different prayer labs before, that Jesus made an intentional decision to leave the throne of glory to come be a part of us. And as it says in here, that he was made lower than the angels for a little while. But in that, all things are made subject to him. And I think that's like, while we will never have all things subject to us because Jesus is the king and we are not, there is a reality that as we make an intentional decision to say, I'm going to do the hard thing, I'm going to do the thing that isn't comfortable, but because I know it's the right thing to do, I'm going to do it anyway. We too can, when we step into the humbling that Jesus intentionally chose, we can also receive the newness and goodness that comes with that. Jesus was so open to the humiliation that is going from God to man because of the reward that it brought. And I think sometimes we forget that the hard work, the humbling of oneself, the virtue of humility. Remember, Jesus says he is meek and humble of heart. That's like the way that he describes himself, is that he is meek and humble of heart. These things that seem unimportant or signs of weakness are actually exactly who Christ is and who he calls us to be. Not because in and of itself being lowly is good, because like being poor isn't good by itself, but what it does is it creates space for God to come. The less we have of us, the more we can have of God. I pray that prayer pretty frequently, but I need to do it more. Of God, let me decrease so you can increase. Jesus, let me decrease so you can increase. And I love it. Actually, the heading to this chunk of Hebrews 2 is titled Exaltation Through Abasement. So we actually become exalted when we abase ourselves. Jesus, in his humiliation, won for us salvation. And when we partner with that, when we follow that, we can actually step into that also. Imagine like trying to pour a bunch of water into a cup that's already full. If we are already full of stuff, we can't allow God to come in. So we actually have to empty ourselves, humble ourselves to receive more of God. So as we close, I just want you to imagine, like, what is holding you back? What are you holding on to? What pride, what victory on earth are you holding on to that's preventing you from having more of God? And as you think of that, I just want you to say, Jesus, I give this to you. Jesus, I give this thing that's holding me back to you. This has been a scripture reflection on Hebrews chapter 2. Again, my name is Anthony. And if you want to learn more about Damascus, go to damascus.net.